Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, praise God, amen, amen. This is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Praise God, amen. Number one, church, and number two, praise God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you for being on blog. One more time, Lord, we ask you, God, to move your hand today in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we love you so much. Up, and we count it joy to be here another day. We ask you, God, to bless this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Out there in radio land, praise God. I'm Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Amen. The number one church is located in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. The address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. We have our worship service starts at 1:30 p.m. Amen. And we have a time in the Lord. If you're not doing anything, come on, praise God. You're welcome to come. Amen. The address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Our services start every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Praise God. You may call early code 301-732-0461. Also, praise God, church number two is in Lakeland, Florida. And we thank God for Pastor Terry and co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for them. Amen. You may call them at area code 863-812-6227. Again, the number that you can reach them at is 863-812-6227. Amen. They'd be glad to hear from you. Praise God. Oh, we bless him today. Praise God. We honor God today. We love him so much. We are on 6 days a week. Praise God. And we come on at 5:30 p.m. I'm running a little late today. I'm sitting in for co-pastor White from the number two church. But we come on 6 days a week. Amen. And we honor God for that. And we bless God with Art Bishop. Praise God. Art Bishop. Amen. And for allowing us, amen, to come on and, you know, and do what thus said the Lord. I want you to know that Jesus is real today. I want you to know that there's a man going around taking names. Praise God. Amen. Hey, he can take it good or take it bad. Praise God. So I just thank God today. Amen. For our service on yesterday, the Holy Ghost moved. He used Bishop Staten. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And God just moved. When you want to hear from God, you will come to the house of God to hear the word or whatever God has for you or me in mind. The word was powerful yesterday. It was like a teaching, and God blessed us. He really blessed us. When you go to church with an open mind. Go to church to hear what thus says the Lord. Amen. If we love God, we would do all we could. We would do what all we could do for God. For God so loved the world, he gave up his only begotten Son. St. John 3:16. He gave up his life for you and me. And I'm glad about it. We wouldn't have been here to tell how good God is. Huh? We wouldn't have been here. Uh-huh. For God to be on our side. It was God that brought you out. You didn't bring yourself out the hospital. You didn't bring yourself out of prison. God brought brought you out. You didn't bless yourself with a home. God did it. God made a way for you and I. Don't worry about what people say. Do what the Spirit tells you to do. Amen. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Many people are in the church, but they're not hearing God. Because if we hear in God, we would obey the word of God. It's time for us to obey what thus says the Lord. Well, I don't know. I don't know if God said it or not. Get in your word. The word will back it up. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. We got food on the table, clothes on our back. Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God, every time I think about how far God has brought you and I from, I can't help but saying hallelujah. It's time to see God. It's really time to see God. It's not time to play with God. Some people are really playing with God. Some people are lying to the Holy Ghost. They're lying to leadership. But he that has an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying to you. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. All the time is not us getting on blog and preaching and teaching. God might just want us to get on and motivate people in the Spirit. Esteem somebody. But how can God do that at obedience? Somebody say, I'm obedient. No, you're not. He that has an ear, hear what the Spirit is saying unto you. We hear everybody but God. Some people today are backsliding from God. Some people are backsliding and they're still sitting up in the church. Hear what the Spirit is saying. He's coming for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Will you be when he comes? Will you be in God? Or will you be letting the devil trick you like he's tricking you now? It's time out for lying. It's going to catch up. Liars will not carry in the sight of God. It's going to catch up with us. If we not tell them the truth, it's going to catch up. It's going to catch up some kind of way. Old people say, tell the truth and shame the devil. Y'all and me to shame that devil. And let that devil know, I'm going to serve God. Joshua said in the word of God, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Where are people today? Everybody got an excuse. Well, I felt like reading my Bible, but I couldn't. Looked like something just came up. I felt like praying, but I couldn't. I felt like fasting, but I just couldn't. I was hungry. Let's get hungry for the word of God. Get hungry for that word of God. So you can hear what thus says the Lord. We put families before God. We put friends before God. We put our children before God. Come on now. Because God will cause something to come. And it won't be pretty. It won't be pretty. Everybody tell me, oh, it's going to snow. Oh, it's going to rain. Well, we didn't say that when we didn't have, and God stepped in and blessed us. Some of us traveled through the snow. Some of us traveled through the rain. Some of us didn't have clothes, didn't have food. Oh, my God. We need to separate ourselves from people that's causing us to miss heaven. We need to separate ourselves. He said, have no other God before me, for him. We making people our God. Oh, I got to do this for them. I got to do that for them. What about if God destroys what we have to do for people? Time out for playing church, lying to the house of God. You know what happened to Ananias and Sapphira? God got tired. He didn't destroy just one. He destroyed both of them. How many times will God have to come to us and tell us to straighten up? How many times do God have to come to us and show us ourselves? And we think it's the devil. The devil is not going to show you your mess or my mess. He'll let us think everything is all right. Well, I don't care what nobody says. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Well, between you and God. But at the end of the day, what then? Some people are not happy. So they try to find happiness somewhere else. Only way we're going to find happiness is in God. We need to ask the Lord to have mercy on us. We need to ask God to forgive us. Lord, forgive us for our sins. Forgive me, Lord. I didn't mean to do that. My flesh caused me to fall from grace. Some people not in God like they should be. I'm not perfect, but God is the perfect one. And he's trying to help us. Some people are not in God. They're not. They're in themselves. And they're in what they want to do. But it's not working out for you. It might look like it's working out for you. But at the end of the day, you'll see. People now begin to turn their backs on God. They're beginning to, the dollar bills are all right. The fine clothes. The fine linen. Oh, I got a new house. I got a new apartment. I got a new townhouse. Come on here. All good and perfect things come from above. Those things came from God. It's upgrading time. It's time for us to be upgraded in the Lord. And the way that some things are in life today is not going to happen. Tell God that you love him. We tell people, I love you. Well, what about God? What about the great God that's in us? What about it? I don't know where I'm going with this, but the Spirit was speaking to me about Paris, P-A-R-I-S. And I said, God, you want me to go to Paris? If you do, God, you got to make a way. That means I got to get on that plane. God, give me strength. This is a new year. Change my mind. Change my attitude about flying. Because, God, the ministry is about to take off. And if this you speaking for me go to Paris, you're going to make the way. And God even showed me some of the houses and things, the way they built, and all these buildings built, tall buildings and everything. He's real. Catch on. He's real. Some of us need to be baptized again in the water. It's time for us to clean up our life. Stop playing with God. Playing with God. Quit playing with God. He's nobody to play with. He's real. Thank God yesterday we had a few visitors, a couple of visitors. That was a blessing. That was a blessing. As he sees fit, he will add on to the church, not you or me. If we stop talking about our church and start witnessing to the people and tell them about the church, you would have more members to come in. But we downrate our church. We downrate leadership. We downrate when we try to do good. Paul said, every time I try to do good, evil's always present. But how does it help you by downrating your church? Speaking bad against your church, then you should be upgrading it. Anything, you should be fasting and praying. Some people are users in the house of God. Don't you be one. Do right by God. God is building up the church. The church is in us. Look, the Holy Ghost takes us on the right route. He don't lead us in places we shouldn't go. We lead ourselves. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Some people will never, they will never grow because they don't want to. They'll be forever learning because they think they know it all. But your light should shine around your family, around your friends, around the people in the grocery store, clothing store, different churches, or wherever you go. You should have a glow on you. People will know that you're a child of God. People are not going to get saved. We're not going to be able to draw anybody to the church with the way people's life is going. Are you one of them? Don't you love the Lord? Some say if I could help somebody, my living will not be in vain. Hey, may God give me to do something new. I've been seeking God. I've been praying. Amen. God's going to do a new thing in a lot of churches, a lot of churches. And I'm saying to the leaders, hold on and hold out. You might be going through the storm now, with God Almighty, but it's only a test. But if you wait on God, if you wait on God, he's going to come at a time you think not. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage and see what God is doing. Hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. I didn't get on here to preach. I got on here to do what the Lord say do. Amen. I didn't get on here to have a lot of scriptures. Amen. You know, when you read the scriptures, it starts with you first. When we preaching that word and teaching, it starts with us first. But the Lord is getting ready to do a new thing. Well, I love you all. Praise God. And I just thank God, amen, for being on today, that I may say something that will bless somebody. Song said, if I could help somebody along the way, my living will not be in vain. God bless you. Until the next time, this is Apostle Dr. Mary Osborne saying, God loves you, and so do I. And I'll see you when I see you. God bless.